Just when you thought the offseason was quiet, just when you thought there was nothing going on, no players getting into trouble, and there are still no players getting into trouble, but apparently the SEC's offseason has been turned upside down once again. We'll get into it. Welcome into the Bun Sports Show. My name is Jacob Bun. I'm joined by David Sears, host of WJOX Game Day Overtime, and author of The David Sears Experience, which can be found at thedavidsearsexperience.blogspot.com. Well, folks, Arkansas coach Bobby Petrino has stepped in it, or should I say, maybe he harleyed in it or rode in it. Or
he crashed into it would be the best way of saying it.
We talked on Monday. Sears was with me about how he had had a motorcycle incident. We mentioned it briefly, didn't think anything about it, until it was revealed that by police report that apparently Coach Petrino was not alone on his motorcycle trip. He was accompanied by 25-year-old female employee of the University of Arkansas, who, by the way, was hired last week. Her name is Jessica Durrell. She is engaged to be married in June, and she was with Bobby Petrino on his motorcycle when it crashed.
That is unbelievable.
Arkansas AD Jeff Long, we know him, a good guy, had a press conference. Felt really sorry for Jeff having to face the music about this. But, you know, he has to address the situation, and he said that Coach Petrino has been placed on administrative leave for the time being. And there are a couple things to keep in mind about this case, about this situation, not a case. The girl was hired just last week by Petrino in the athletic department. And the second thing to keep in mind is that he did not tell, and this is the worst part, the athletic director about it. And I think that that, in the end, could be serious, very serious news for Coach Petrino. Could it get him fired? Perhaps. Dennis Dodd thinks so. Others think so. Some do not. All right, David. What do you think? What do you make out of all this?
I'm shocked. The SEC was looking like it was going to have a scandal-free offseason for the first time in a while, and this doozy comes out. He has to be fired. He hired his mistress to work directly underneath him. He violated all types of state and federal law by doing that. He's opened up Arkansas to all sorts of lawsuits if they fire her. So it's a whole can of worms that Petrino has opened up.
Wait just a minute. Let's just set the record straight here. Arkansas has no law prohibiting a state employee from hiring a romantic partner or having a romantic relationship with a subordinate. Now, you are correct. Most states do, but apparently Arkansas does not.
Oh, wow. It is unbelievable. This is very reminiscent to Mike Price's situation in Alabama with Artie's Angels and all of that going on. It's almost the same time of year. The Artie's Angels rumors came out late April, and then Alabama ended up with a new head coach in May before exams. So this whole can of worms is getting crazy. Will Arkansas go the interim route and then hire a real head coach? Will Gus Malzahn be turned to if they do fire Petrino? Because you know that a lot of people still love Gus Malzahn from what he did at Arkansas under Houston Nutt. You definitely have to think that they would go after him. It would be really bad for the Arkansas college system to have your big brother steal one of the little brother's head football coaches with Arkansas State. That would be like Alabama stealing UAB or Troy's head coach. That will be all types of controversy coming from that, too. This basically has boiled down to a huge mess that, in the end, will have Petrino being fired, and maybe Gus Malzahn is the head coach of Arkansas Razorbacks.
Would that not be something? And it could happen. There's no question about it. I just think that this is a big enough situation where there are legitimate questions. Will he be fired? And in our experience, people who are placed on administrative leave, a lot of times that's just code for, we got to talk to our attorneys, but you're done. You're not coming back as head coach.
Exactly. And there's no way that they can hold him as head coach. How is he going to look the female boosters in the eye after betraying his wife like that? Because you know that will not play well with the female Arkansas fans, cheating on his wife with a woman that is half his age. So it's a very bad situation for Arkansas, and there's real no way out of it other than the firing of Bobby Petrino.
And you do feel sorry for his wife and family in this. They are the innocent victims of such a selfish situation there by Bobby Petrino. And obviously we don't know all the details, but he was on his bike with a girl half his age, at least, in the
middle. Well, here's the fun part. According to the police report, the road was dry. It was a sunny day, clear path of vision. What caused him to crash if she was riding behind him?
And the other part, I think that the worst part, that, and again, I said this earlier, it's not, he's not going to get fired for having the affair. Although, it's not good to have an affair with somebody who's working with, it's not good to have an affair with anybody. But workplace relationships are not acceptable. I mean, in across the board. You said it a few minutes ago. It's illegal in most states. However, that's not the worst part of this. The worst part of this is the fact that he lied to, as far as for his job, the worst part of it is the fact that he lied to initially to the athletic director, and that's going to get him fired. Now, I do feel that he will be fired.
I agree 100%. I could definitely see it happening this afternoon or Monday. I don't think this will take long.
It changes the dynamic for Arkansas, that's for sure, coming off of another 10-2 season last year. These are two straight years where they were only beaten by the best of the best, and Petrino has done a remarkable job taking that program in Arkansas to the levels it has now gained. But now you wonder where they go. If Petrino does, in fact, get shown the door, like you said, Gus Malzahn, I think that's a name a lot of people have put up there. But I wonder, too, if they're going to not go a different direction, maybe not so offensive this time around. I don't know, just a thought, because you've had Gus Malzahn before with Houston Nutt. Now you've had Bobby Petrino. You've had a lot of offense. I wonder if Razorback fans feel like we're never going to beat Alabama and LSU on a consistent basis if we don't get some defense.
That has been the big problem under the past two head coaching regimes. They've had great offenses. The defense has let them down. They've shown that they're very vulnerable to the running game, as Alabama has used the running game the past 3 years to win two of them blowouts. One was a come-from-behind victory in Fayetteville. The problem will be if it's April. Most head coaches are pretty much sitting their ways doing spring training, so you're not going to get a big-name head coach to leave this program and come to your program unless you either offer a lot of money or bite the bullet and pretty much give them total control.
Well, I think we saw this with Rick Pitino. We've seen it with other coaches in similar situations. You mentioned the Mike Price situation. That's a pretty similar type scenario. This is just something that is a nightmare for Arkansas. Obviously, it's a nightmare for Petrino, but I think he's the one that's least regarded right now as far as how he feels. But Arkansas fans, you have to feel sorry for them too, having to go through a season that'll probably be a throwaway season if Petrino is not the coach. Can't imagine that they'll be too competitive in the SEC without his SEC West without his leadership. But you never know.
It's amazing to see what one action, which you think is just involving you and your personal life,
yep,
can have on thousands of other people when you're the head football coach of a major SEC program.
Great stuff, as always, David, and he's got a column up on davidsearsexperience.blogspot.com. You can look it up. It addresses the Petrino issue. Hey, Sears, thanks so much for being with us.
All right, thank you very much, Bun.
Just another average week in the SEC. This is the Bun Sports Show of bunsports.com.